Oh, hello. Welcome to a Radio Today programme, Extra. We'll be back, as usual, on Wednesday with our normal edition, but we thought we'd give you this little treat from last week's Radio Academy Festival, with massive thanks to John Holmes at Unusual Productions and Sam and the team at the Radio Academy Festival. Here's what helped bring the Radio Academy Festival to a close on Friday tea time. It's John Holmes's skewer done for the Radio Festival, skewering all the audio in the sessions that we heard throughout the week. Whether you watched them or not, we hope you find this entertaining. And if you've never heard the skewer before, look it up on BBC Sounds. John and the team skewer the week's news, and it's an audio delight, best listened to with headphones. So here it is, the Radio Academy Festival 2020, as you never heard it before, unless you heard the skewer on the festival. Enjoy!
When were you at your happiest?
Last night, stroking the cat in the garden with my nappy on. That was great.
The Radio Festival this year is coming to you from Four Seasons Total Landscaping, Philadelphia.
Radio.
That's audio.
I love it all.
The banter. I'm sitting here in my shorts and in my slippers.
What does that look like?
Cool FM.
First blood goes to Mr. Dedicke.
Get me.
Absolute Radio 40s.
The idea was that it was going to make them billions and billions.
The first thing I did was get on the phone to Phil Critchlow.
Really bad idea, but I like
my
it.
My name is Nadia. Did you know that Smooth Men of Magic...
Radio.
Tim Davey.
When he was asked what the point of radio waves was, he said they were no music whatsoever.
I'm a radio presenter.
Will it come filled with something?
Red wine.
And from January, BBC Sounds are going to turbocharge Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music.
What are you scared of?
Coffee. It's so powerful.
Over 80 years combined experience.
This is Alan Dedicote. It's the 8th of May, 1945. The
more commercial radio is big business with fat profits.
The devil is kind of in control on the rest of it.
All I can think of is radio.
Go!
People were just pressing record and chatting for long periods.
Really tapped into what Absolute Radio is all about. About.
We started Talk Radio 4.5 years ago.
The result is a product that looks just as good or better than the big TV networks.
What's your ambition, Jeremy?
I would love to stack 7 people in a filing cabinet.
If we've learned one thing from the coronavirus experience, it's that
wishing editors can just get a bit needy.
Visualisation is absolutely key. Always looking to move things on. We did something that no other UK station has done.
Get rid of these wretched, god-awful, scientifically empty, useless masks.
Guys, this is crazy.
This is Talk Radio.
Broadcasting 20 hours of live a day.
So essentially the idea was to capture a brand new recording of Beethoven 5.
Of course, it's been an extraordinary year globally. We've seen the best of times.
This is Asma Mir and Stig Abel with Times Radio Breakfast.
And the worst of times.
I'm Giles Corran.
The BBC's controller of popular music, Lorna Clark.
The BBC is one of those organisations where it can literally beat itself in public. This is all.
The sessions are available on Catch Up. Don't forget that. That's exclusive for you stakeholders.
I mean, the great thing about radio is that, you know, it's a sort of, I don't know, just, well, obviously it is...
Twat, really, to be honest.
Yay! Hello, and welcome to the Radio Academy
Festival 2020.
I was supposed to be hosting this.
It's not a given.
My name's Ozzy. I'm a radio presenter over at KISS.
My act is the same, if not better.
Oh, can I cover? I'd
do
really
like
really to do
want
that.
To hear
welcome
it.
Along. You are someone who's always like bossing down doors.
Don't stress.
This is too much.
I'm Abby McCarthy. I'm a presenter.
We are essentially all doing the same thing.
But I'm actually taller than you.
I love talking.
Shouting into the mic.
So, welcome to 11 Zizz with Danielle Perry. There are 11 questions over, of course, a brew. So, my guest today is special for the Radio Academy. What's your ambition?
I'd like to be a queen of people's hearts, in people's hearts. But I don't see myself being
queen of this country.
Fascinating. Who's your best friend?
Well, I don't think I was allowed to have any. I was almost an embarrassment.
What are you scared of?
The establishment that I'm married into. They see me as a threat of some kind.
Yeah, totally.
Who in their right mind would go all out and launch a whole new radio station? The answer is the team at News UK did. And to pick up the story and take us through the launch of Times Radio, it's our lockdown story for today on just how on earth they pulled this off.
Well, welcome to Times Radio, Britain's newest radio station. And this is a radio station we managed to launch in the middle of a pandemic.
Total chaos.
And it took ages to get a rehearsal together.
But we had to turn up, otherwise we didn't get paid.
Looking back, I think that was a mistake.
So we had the band, as it were, and we were looking for a front man.
If we get a little Timmy level.
My name is Tim Lavelle, and I'm the programme director for Times Radio.
They didn't like him.
He was always washing his feet.
We managed to launch in the middle of a pandemic.
Oh, I'm odd.
Many of us hadn't even met our teams or our colleagues until a few days before we actually went on
air. I thought they were all completely committed and into it, and it turned out they really weren't. They didn't know what they were doing.
They didn't actually, in the end, like each other.
So this is where the magic happens.
Get out of that studio as quickly as possible.
What we want to do with Times Radio is connect with people and provide company.
But then it became to look like nobody wanted us to do that.
Times has been around for over 200 years, and our brand awareness is really high.
They felt that was legitimate, and it gave them a legitimacy.
I'm in the studio now with Marietta Fosterop. You've done quite a lot of your shows from outside the studio.
I have.
And they certainly couldn't be heard on the radio.
And I've done quite a few from home, you know, during the various rises and drops in the pandemic.
Go on, you've got another 5 seconds. Say something outrageous.
You dirty bastard.
Saying things like...
Dirty fucker.
What a clever boy.
What a fucking rotter.
Times Radio chooses conversation over confrontation.
Across the UK, on DAB, online and on your smart speaker. This is Times Radio.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Popmaster with me, Ken Bruce, presented exclusively for the Radio Academy Festival 2020.
And now, first today, it's Anne Redaway from Bristol. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
What's on today?
I'm not working at the moment. Sorry?
Best of luck to you, Anne. Are you ready? Please name the singer who had the original 1963 hit with this song. Who's that?
Petula Clark.
No, sorry, yeah. It's Cilla Black. Great record.
They will report to us by radio.
Today's best music.
96.7.
Liverpool. Welcome to this session of the 2020 Radio Academy Festival. This session is about what a radio career might look like in 2020. Johnny, would you say that it was easier or more challenging to get into audio in 2020?
It's a war out there.
Fair enough.
You know, the presenters live and die by their audience figures. And if Degsy does not score on his first survey, then he's back selling newspapers on the street in Liverpool.
Does that surprise you?
I just think it's crap.
Don't shout as much.
It's me being a DJ. I've never been a DJ before.
I cannot see a bus company allowing mass debate with Derek Hatton at 1 o'clock going on the back of their buses.
Hey?
Johnny, you began your full-time career in local radio.
Every person from Manchester is thick.
How easy was the switch for you?
If this radio station doesn't work, I'll struggle to get a job in Iceland.
Cheers, Johnny. And you were so lovely and so amazing.
You met your FM life.
These days, things are very different. With radio stations becoming multimedia content operations, more and more stations getting networked. So what does a radio career look like in 2020?
A soft, gentle breeze.
The warm feeling.
It comes over you.
It's something that you can ask for, but it's not something
musical note.
I believe that you can conjure up.
Scorpions.
And a inner peace that you feel.
Like a
bong, like a mama.
Like a date.
Like a date or like a date.
He
Bublé. So small.
What does a radio three look like?
Like a hog.
Like a wounded puppy.
Like a fish, okay? Like a drunk fish.
No such thing as a fish.
Like a sex tape.
Like a beekeeper.
A ship in a bottle, but it's a pirate ship with a duck standing on the deck smoking a joint.
What does a radio Korean look like?
I can't see it. I don't know where it's coming from. And I don't know where it's going, but I know it's all around us. It's ever present. It's actually a wonderful thing.
So it's time to hear from Ben Cooper.
You can't ask Alexa for your next favourite song.
Ben Cooper's favourite song.
Oh. And now Alexa's gone off in my room. Oh, I should have switched it off. Anyway, I shall carry on. Upsetting.
Let's talk about voice synthesis and voice cloning. Could presenters be robots?
Absolutely. So you are creating something from nothing.
Yowza.
I'm going to play an example of Amazon's Alexa voice versus Overdub, which is broadcast quality.
Descript Overdub is a service that turns text into lifelike speech.
Alexa is a service that turns your argument in the kitchen with your partner into sinister targeted advertising on your phone.
And build entirely new categories of speech-enabled products.
Or build entirely new voices from the harvested larynxes of sacked presenters in the basement of the Radio Academy.
Yowza. Why are we doing this?
There will come a time that you've made a mistake.
Yowza.
But why do we need this?
Editorial corrections.
This is a tool.
Playing Dan Wooten on talk radio.
Could presenters be robots?
Could presenters be robots?
Could presenters be robots?
They already are.
And I deliberately up Ben Cooper session.
Thank you again for taking us on that whirlwind tour of voice synthesite.
Voice synthesis.
Voice synthesis. I'll get it right eventually.
Bowser.
Once again without emotion, the humans are dead.
Hello, and thank you to everyone joining us for this Radio Academy Festival session. We are the No Such Thing as Radio podcast team, the weekly podcast that sees the four of us gathering around our microphones to discuss our favorite facts. My favorite is that there's no such thing as radio itself. Radio is dead.
Starting a podcast is much better.
That is true. Right. We make $50,000 each show.
Absolutely true. Yeah, yeah. In the 6 years that we've been going, we've published 3 books, a TV show, which we did for BBC Two. And then we do these tour shows as well.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
We still have an enormous surplus.
So...
I know, it's extraordinary. Everyone asked what the point of radio was.
Everyone who makes radio shows watching this knows.
That is no use whatsoever.
Kind of seems like the olden days. Radio is dead.
Introducing the new sound of BBC Local Radio. And all the music you
love. BBC. So I'm here today to talk about a vision for local radio. Earlier this year, we launched a pilot on smart speakers where we offered audiences a daily news wrap. You can check it out now on Facebook.
Ken Bruce? Hi, Ken. It's lovely to be here. With me, Ken Bruce. Ken Bruce? Hi, Ken. Welcome, Popmaster. With me, Ken Bruce. What is the UB40 song?
Red Wine. Correct. Actually, Red Wine had a big part to play in Popmaster. Those were the days of the BBC.
Ken Bruce? Ken Bruce? Ken Bruce?
Which David Bowie song was re-released in 2016?
That's Changes.
Yeah. Brilliant, Ken. Brilliant, Ken. Brilliant.
Ken Bruce.
You've not really seen many changes in Popmaster. It's the same format as all those years ago.
Next question. For you, Ken Bruce.
Hi, Ken.
It's lovely to be here.
With me, Ken Bruce.
Ken Bruce.
Hi, Ken.
Welcome.
Very, very special.
Ken Bruce.
Can you name a Rolling Stone chart topper?
I can't get no satisfaction.
Absolutely right.
And satisfaction's what Popmaster gives.
Ken Bruce.
Ken Bruce.
Ken Bruce.
Ken Bruce.
Ken Bruce?
Ken Bruce? Ken Bruce? Ken Bruce?
Alexa, who twisted the skewer?
The festival's skewer was twisted by John Holmes, Paul Carney, Gareth Credick, Dave Wall, Phil Lindsay, and Tony Chernside. The producer was John Holmes. It was an unusual production for the Radio Academy.
Ken Bruce?
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 John Whittingdale. Just in the time we've got left with the Radio Academy Festival, I want to ask you about the future. Out of interest, is it true that the government ministers have been told to turn off smart speakers in any room where they conduct official business?
Come with me if you want to live.
Alexa,